Good evening. It's February the 22nd. Well, it isn't actually. It's the 23rd. I'm a little bit behind. I'm behind on booing. I'm behind on listening. So I'll keep this one short and sweet so I can just get myself updated for yesterday, the 22nd. The question is, what couldn't you give up for a month, or what if it was a year? Please forgive me, I've not really read that properly. I just have a quick look on my phone. The question is, what would you find hardest to give up for a month? What if it were for a year? And that's a question by Mac McColgan. So, I've been thinking about this, and I don't really think there is anything that I couldn't give up. I could live without technology. I could live without TV. I could live without my car, if need be. Obviously, I couldn't live without my family, but I suppose that's not really a good excuse. The only thing I think that I couldn't live without doing is going walking. It might sound silly to say that. Obviously, people need to walk. You need to walk to the shop. You need to walk to the car. But physically going for a walk in perhaps like the Peak District, where I really like walking, I don't think I could live without doing that. Not for a month, but and certainly not for a year. It's my release, and it's where I go to get my mind straight or just forget about work and things like that. So that's the only thing I don't think I could live without. I'd find that really hard to give up, going walking. And if you've seen my website or if you've seen my videos, I probably waxed lyrical many a time about walking. I've certainly waxed lyrical in audio booze about walking. So I couldn't give that up. Everything else, I could certainly give up. Okay, I'll keep that one short. 2 minutes 45, that's my shortest. Well done me. Okay, right, I'll do the 23rds right about now. Bye.